Recently, I watched a video entitled Reconciliation, a Sacrament of Healing, which is an interview with Sister Breege McKenna. Many of you may know her if you are a fan of EWTN. In the course of the interview, she tells of a random encounter she had with a young Catholic woman. The woman was 6 months pregnant and was going to have an abortion the next morning at 9 o'clock. Obviously, the woman needed to talk. She said to Sister, "Well, God is a God of love. He understands. We can't afford a mentally handicapped child." All of her other young Catholic friends were in agreement. Sister Breege told her the truth. This is a sin. Sin destroys and sin distorts. This is murder. The woman complained to Sister Breege and said she was being too harsh. At this stage in the interview, Sister Breege paused and reflected. People say you shouldn't make people feel sad, but sometimes it takes hurt to heal. The woman had convinced herself that abortion is the only way and that only the church talks against it. Sister Breege said to her, "Don't say tomorrow morning, when you walk into that abortion clinic, that you didn't know it was murder, because it's ignorance if you didn't know. But you know now. So now you have to make a decision between evil and good." The following morning, when the woman went into the clinic, she heard the voice of Sister Breege from the previous day. Suddenly she became very afraid and turned around and walked back out. 2.5 months later, she gave birth to a perfectly healthy baby boy. After the birth, the doctor just kind of shrugged his shoulders and said, "Well, you know, we can all make mistakes." The woman sought out Sister Breege and said to her that indeed she had rationalized away a terrible evil, not only in abortion, but also in many other areas of her life. She and her husband's eyes were opened. They had been going to Mass, but until that conversation, it didn't interfere with their private lives. They'd been going to Mass, but it didn't interfere with their private lives. She thanked Sister Breege and said, "Look at my beautiful baby. Had you not confronted me with the evil, the sin, the horror of abortion, I would have murdered this child." That incident reminds me of today's gospel. The disciples had been with Jesus for a long time now, but they still did not really know him. Sort of like the woman and her husband had been going to Mass all the time, but admitted it did not interfere with their private lives. When Jesus told the disciples he would have to suffer and die, St. Peter objected. When Sister Breege told the woman abortion was a sin, murder, the woman said she was just too harsh. The disciples had a false understanding of Jesus. So he corrected their false understanding by giving them sound teaching, telling them that anyone who wants to be a follower of his must renounce himself or herself, take up his or her cross, and follow him. The woman had a false understanding of sin and the church's teaching, and Sister Breege corrected her false understanding. We have to admire the strength and courage of the woman to change her mind once the truth was pointed out to her. She had a decision to make, and she acted as a follower of Jesus Christ. We also have many decisions to make. They are not always large moral dilemmas like this particular woman in the story faced, but nevertheless, we have decisions to make. We have to choose a right way or a wrong way. The easy way or the difficult way. The easy way is often the wrong way, as it was for the woman. And the right way is often the more difficult path to follow. Let us pray that we will always choose the right way in whatever decision we have to make. Let us pray that when necessary, we will be able to renounce ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Let us never be afraid to lose our life for the sake of Jesus and his gospel. When we do, we save our life. In the second reading today, St. James said that if good works do not go with our faith is dead. May we always put good works with our faith so that our faith will not be dead. The disciples did not really know Jesus, despite the fact that they had been his followers now for almost 3 years. They did not understand that Jesus would have to suffer and die to save them and to save us. The woman and her husband had been going to Mass for a very long time, but it did not interfere in their private lives. Okay, what about Jesus and you? Do you take Jesus with you from here into the rest of the week? If you allow Jesus into all of your life and all of your week, you will save yourself from making bad decisions. When you allow Jesus into your life and into all of your week, you will see the value of renouncing self, taking up the cross, and following him. You will understand why anyone who loses his life for the sake of Jesus and the gospel will save it. It still may not be easy, but you will see the difference between evil and good, between wrong and right, between saying, well, you know, God understands, and that there is that entity of sin. Notice that the woman said she and her husband had rationalized the sin away, saying, God is love, God understands. We can all rationalize sin away by saying, God understands. We can all rationalize sin away by letting our mind get ahead of our God. But sin is sin and never brings long-term happiness, only unhappiness. As we think about all of this, we are left with one big question. What is the sin that we are rationalizing away? What is our own blind spot? I think that deep down, we really know when we rationalize sin away, but perhaps we do not want to face renouncing ourselves for the sake of Jesus. We can ask the Lord to show us where we are blind to sin. As the response to our psalm today said, let us walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Let us take up our cross every day, following after Jesus, losing our life for Jesus, and for the sake of the gospel is the only way to save our life. And so I ask you to again hear the words of Jesus. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. Amen.